Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 82, and I'm here with Rylan.
82? That means eight more till 90. Before this episode starts, you know, like always, you know, join our Discord. You know, we're going to do a movie night once we hit 30 members and do a giveaway eventually, you know,
whenever still
we
20. Have enough members.
Yeah. So join the Discord. Holy crap.
I mean, you guys like, listen every week, and yet we still have 20. Like, what's going on, man?
We're averaging, like, over 11,000 downloads, almost. Like, we've been averaging, like, 11,000 per week. What's going on? Why are you guys not doing the Discord? I know you hear me.
It's the beginning of the episode, so, I mean, we know you hear it. Just join, please. It's free.
It's you know, it'll be fun for you guys. We can talk about anything you want.
Right.
And play games with you if you want. Like,
yeah, it's just going to be a fun community that we can just hang out with our listeners.
You know, so just go ahead and join if you want to.
All right. Go ahead. There's a lot of Xbox in this week's. So starting July 29th, 2024, Xbox will no longer support the Microsoft Store on the Xbox 360.
That's crazy they waited that long to finally close the store. Because what, it's been 19 years?
Yeah, the Xbox will be 20 years old next year.
Yeah, and it's going to be considered retro, I guess.
Yeah, Rylan will be old.
Yeah, I'm old, even though I'm 16.
I am
but old. Ashton's older. He's like old man status. But I got here. Microsoft is retiring the Xbox 360 Store and Xbox 360 Marketplace starting July 29th of this year. It says, that means you can no longer buy games, DLCs, or other content straight from the Xbox 360 console or through the Marketplace page. Initially, Microsoft announced this change in August of last year, and it's pushing through with the service closure this year. Nevertheless, shuttering... What the crap? Yeah, shuttering these services doesn't mean that you can't play your games anymore. David McCarthy, the corporate VP for Xbox Player Services and now the COO for Microsoft Gaming, said the change will not affect your ability to play Xbox 360 games or DLC that you already have purchased from the Xbox. Game content previously purchased will still be available to play. So you can play Xbox 360 games still on the console, and also you can play them on Xbox One, Series X, and S too.
Right, and so, whatever you've purchased, you'll still be able to download. You just won't be able to purchase new games from the store.
Yeah, so you can just the games you own, you can play. Like, say if you have Black Ops 2, you can play it on your Xbox One,
right,
like the old dinosaur, or the newer one.
Right, so, and that's, I mean, obviously, if you have the disc, you can play, but this, what we're talking about is the digital version, is if it's, you bought it digitally, it's on the store, then you
like,
can still play it.
I have Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 for the Xbox 360. That's on my Xbox One, and I can still play it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I have a few, I have, like, Skate 3 on there, you know.
Yeah, I have a bunch that, like, I've got from, like, Games with Gold.
Yeah. Back when gold was a thing.
It's been, what, almost a year since?
Honestly, yeah.
Because we only covered it, like, what, 2 or 3 months before it disappeared?
Yeah.
We covered Games with Gold?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Dang, going. Time's flying.
We're old. Yeah, remembering I had gold. Way too much crap for that. I'm just going to skip that. You covered everything, pretty much, so.
So, yeah, you can just, you know, still obviously play the games on the newer gen consoles and stuff. Yeah. That's if you own them. So.
Right, right. So, if you haven't bought any and you want to, then go ahead and buy them before July 29th. So, you'll have them on your Xbox 360 or Xbox One, whatever. Just because buy your Xbox 360 games.
If you have it on Xbox 360... then it's gonna, you can transfer that over to your Xbox One,
Xbox Series, whatever.
Yeah, whatever you have, whatever Xbox you have, besides the original, obviously.
Yeah. All right. Nintendo Switch 2 reports drop online.
Yeah, I could not find anything on that.
I got you. All right. Number one. The Switch 2 will continue to support existing Joy-Cons and the Pro Controller, still equipped with ALPS dual-axis linear motors for HD rumble. Number 2, the cartridge slot of the Switch 2 will support backward compatibility with physical Switch game cartridges, ensuring compatibility with players' existing game libraries, including digital versions. However, the second-generation cartridges may not be compatible with the first-generation console.
Yeah.
So you can apparently, like, once again, I mean, these are just rumors, so they may be real, they may not, but apparently you can use Switch cartridges in the Switch 2, but you can't use Switch 2 cartridges in the Switch, which makes complete sense.
Yeah.
All right. Number 3, the new version of Joy-Con has a larger volume and the sliding rail structure has been changed to magnetic suction. The SL
instead of sliding it, like, you had to click the button and slide it, it's going to be a magnet. What the crap?
Yeah.
How's that going to work?
What I'm thinking is, because a magnet, obviously, if it just, like, I'm trying to get where I can see the camera. Like, if it went in like this, like just straight in,
yeah,
it would, like, come off easy. So I'm thinking is it'll have to go in at, like, an angle and then snap in like this.
Yeah,
magnetically. So
it's gonna kind of go like inward or something.
Yes, you'd have to go in like an angle, and then just snap in magnetically like that to hold it in place. I would think. right. And then it says the SL and SR buttons are metal buttons. The magnetic suction is achieved through electromagnetic suction technology controlled by electric current. It's worth noting that in addition to the L, ZL, R, and ZR buttons on the sides of the Joy-Con controller, a third button has been added on both the left and right sides. Additionally, below the home button on the right Joy-Con, there's an additional function button. Number four, the bottom of the Switch 2 will still feature a USB-C port for docking, and the new generation dock will undergo minor changes in appearance while enhancing the performance, supporting 4K resolution.
Wow.
So
number five,
1080p.
Yeah, get that 4K. Number five, the new dock will feature a damping bracket on the back, allowing for a greater range of adjustable angles. And then
adjustable angles. So
I'm guessing like instead of where the current dock, it's just flat on the bottom. Like instead where like, it'll maybe stay flat, but like where the Switch goes in, it'll like turn that way, because some people have it on like a shelf, so they want it like kind of an angle, so they don't have to go like up and do this, you know, whatever.
So maybe it can like kind of say if it's flat, you can kind of adjust it like this, maybe side to side like that.
Yeah. And then the last one, number six, the screen will be upgraded to an 8-inch display supporting 1080p. So in handheld mode, it'll be 1080, and docked mode, it'll be 4K. Since the current Switch is in handheld 720 and then docked 1080, so we're getting a bump for both handheld and docked resolution.
That's
wise.
Good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
1080 in a handheld like looks really also. Good.
It's gonna run 60 frames, maybe a little over.
Probably 60. Some games maybe more, but I'd say probably 60.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on here. Xbox is testing a new dashboard.
Well, what I got here is Xbox insiders and the Alpha Skip Ahead and Alpha Rings can now make use of a new Xbox game art background feature, which lets you use game art with any background. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Actually.
It says here, game art usually displays when it is selecting a game on the Xbox dashboard. I know what they're talking about, because like if you
play
cover
a game
over a game,
yeah,
or you're like playing the game and you go back to the home screen, you see the background like
the game art of whatever game you're playing.
Yeah,
it's pretty
it
cool.
It says here, but only if you're using one of the default color backgrounds first. Now with this new feature, Alpha Skip Ahead and Alpha Insiders have the option to pick any background they wish. So I'm guessing like any color or any game background.
Yeah, seems like it.
It says here, game art still display. It's kind of hard to explain in text, but Tom Warren has thankfully uploaded a video. Oh, Tom. It says here, as with all insider testings, we expect this feature to roll out to all players in the future. Alongside the new background fund, insiders can also check out new settings for abstract colors, which gives you the option to choose a color other than your current profile theme. At the moment, abstract backgrounds default you to profile's selected color scheme. Now that Microsoft has announced the Xbox Game Showcase and a mystery direct immediately after for June, hopefully we're going to get this soon enough. And everything.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. They're just changing. Basically, you can do custom game art or whatever, but like I know on my Xbox One, I was able to not do game art, but like I could do change my own background and stuff. Like they made it weird. Like you had to do it through a USB drive and then go into
you had that Cavalier.
I still have it like on there. I've had it for years, but man, I still have LeBron. LeBron is my profile picture on Xbox on the Cavs. I know that that's been since 2018 because I was in college. I was actually in college in school whenever I put that as my background.
But he was learning.
I was. yeah, so that's pretty cool. All right, moving on. New features coming to Starfield. So I don't know if you have as much crap as what I do, but if you do, you can read like the headlines.
I see like 10 things or something that they fixed here.
Yeah, you can just read the things. You don't have to explain them because that's a lot.
No, I don't have the explaining part.
I have the explaining too.
I got here. Starfield's latest and greatest patch, version 1.11.33, represents the biggest update to the game since launch, containing several pages worth of changes, bug fixes, and new features. It addresses many Starfield players' greatest frustrations and provides also big hints about upcoming Shattered Space DLC. But there's plenty of new content to explore while players wait for the DLC, and that's mainly thanks to a massive update. These are some of the biggest changes made in Starfield in the most recent patch. Whether they're game-changing, quality of life improvements, or an entirely new feature. I have like 10 things here.
Okay.
We got new display settings. We have... they improved your inventory and merchant UI. Players can now get scanning XP from killing animals and harvesting plants. Starfield includes a new combat difficulty modes, like different options now. It says here, you can now carry more weight, like I'm guessing from your inventory and stuff.
Like, because you can get encumbered like you can in Pow World.
Yeah.
Like, get too heavy.
I hate that.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of common sense. I think in
save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think it might be Minecraft or something like that that can happen too.
I know I'm Ark, sure you that. Can.
Yeah, just like games like that happened. It says here, Starfield's update contains many quest fixes. So I'm guessing there's some problems with quests and stuff.
Yeah, probably.
It says here, NPCs have better AI since the update. So I guess you can interact with NPCs better also.
Nice.
Says Starfield characters can respect and design their characters in NG+. It says here also, they've now greatly improved surface maps. So, I guess different maps and stuff or something. I don't know. I've never played Starfield.
I played it once when it first came out, and then I haven't played it since.
And you can customize their interior, like the ship interior now for their ships and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
That's all the things I have here. Okay. I don't know if you have more.
Nah, that's fine. I think that's it. And they're just like quality of life improvements.
Yeah.
All right. So for the last topic, we'll just talk about the Xbox 360 because it's getting phased out more and more, it seems like. More recently than not, and next year it is 20 years old, so we'll just talk about it. I know we've talked about it before on here. We'll just go back and talk about the 360.
It's my favorite console, because, you know, it's my first console, obviously. Pulling crap real quick.
Oh, the Cavaliers lost, so they're going to game seven.
Are they?
They are. Kind of off topic, but yeah, the 360, it's
one of the greatest consoles
ever. It's in my top five. I mean, I like the 360. I mean, it was
top one for me, obviously, for reasons, but
right. Like, to me, the GameCube's the all time. That's just me.
Yeah.
But the 360, it's definitely top five. My top five, it'd be the GameCube. I don't even know. The Wii, probably next.
Yeah.
PlayStation 2.
Months for
Xbox 360, and then probably the PS1 for me. Top five.
Mine, crap. Mine might be okay. So 360 first, obvious reasons again. I'd say maybe the Wii too. Yeah, dude, Wii's amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
I loved Wii bowling.
Yeah, that's fun.
I remember whenever I came down there, you played bowling. Whenever you first learned how to hook up. Yeah. And then number three, I'd say maybe the GameCube or something like that. Because, you know, I played GameCube a little bit.
It has a ton of great games on it.
Yeah. I played some emulation stuff. I don't have Dolphin anymore since I restarted my files and everything.
Yeah, watch my video. You can put it back on.
Yeah. Go ahead and watch Ashton's video if you want to learn how to emulate GameCube games.
Yeah.
A little promotion there. But, yeah, and then number four, honestly, is probably the Xbox One.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I don't have anything against the Xbox One.
Yeah, it got boring. I feel later, like after 2018, to be honest.
Yeah, like at first,
that's
like,
when
it
got boring
awesome.
For me. Until like Fortnite came out. But
yeah, my top five. I'll probably change it though. All right, you go ahead, and then I'll change it. Go ahead.
Number five, probably maybe the 3DS or the
PS2. It's like top five. It's hard. It's really hard.
I know it's hard. It's difficult because there's a whole bunch of good consoles. Yeah. You know.
So I'm gonna change my. I'm gonna take PS1. No, I love the PS1. I'm gonna take. I was just thinking retro, but I'm gonna trade the PS1 for the Switch.
You weren't really thinking about. Yeah,
I'm gonna put the Switch in my top five. You have to. You almost have to, because it's a hybrid system. You play it docked, handheld. It's amazing. It has so many good games.
It's the only modern console that is a hybrid system right now, too.
Yeah, right.
It's got the handheld PCs and stuff, obviously, but
yeah, but made by an actual gaming company, Nintendo. Like you, it. I mean, almost everybody has to put the Switch in their top five. They have to.
It's a worthy of top five, maybe even top three crap, especially for modern consoles, you know?
Oh, for modern consoles, definitely. I mean, I don't have a PS5 or a Series X, but...
So you can't really
I can't really tell, but like...
That's why, like, see, I didn't put like those on my top five either, because I don't have them.
To me, they just look more the same as the last generation, just hard, like... More powerful.
It's just more powerful.
Like, it's the exact same thing, honestly. Like, same dashboard, everything.
The dashboard for the Xbox is the exact same.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, there's really no difference.
It changed the PS5 one.
Yeah.
You know, it's different. But the Xbox is, like, the exact same.
I was kind of disappointed in that, too. Like, I was looking forward to a new, fresh dashboard, because the 360 going from the 360 dashboard to the Xbox One.
I love the 360.
I like the 360 dashboard, but it was like, it was good dashboard. To get a change from going from 360 to Xbox One, but you didn't get a change from Xbox One the Series.
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't change it. I get, because like Xbox One and Series, it's kind of like the same, all the Series X's and stuff is a more powerful version of the Xbox One.
Yeah, that's it, really.
And a refrigerator.
Yeah, nice mini fridge.
I would love that. Imagine getting a mini fridge Xbox.
I would love to get one.
There's a like an actual refrigerator. Did you ask Summer?
I asked her about the toaster, the Series S toaster. Oh, the
toaster. You should get the fridge.
I'll get both.
I'm a gamer. I need my Xbox fridge.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening.
Yeah.
You can usually watch us live on Kick and YouTube. We didn't go live because we just waited so long. We was talking about 2K and everything. Waiting for my son to go to bed. But follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube, our personal Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts. Join our Discord, like Rylan said. Once we get 30, we'll have a movie night and a giveaway of some sort.
Yeah.
All of our other podcast socials, our Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, everything but Facebook. And then...
Yeah, we don't have Facebook.
Buy our virtual on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, DM us on Discord or Instagram, whether it be you can DM the podcast or us personally.
Yeah.
If you want, I haven't said this in a couple of episodes, but if you want, we have a Cash App. Support us on there. You don't have to. Your listen is enough, but if you want, donate a little extra to your Torch podcast.
Yeah, if you
want
to help us even more, you know, to upgrade the quality and stuff of the podcast, you know, go ahead and, you know.
Whether it be a dollar, whether it be 2 cents, we don't care.
It doesn't matter how much. We don't care about how much money it is, but if you want to help support us, this podcast sure
it's,
make
it's
it
in
grow
the,
more.
It's in the description of wherever you're listening or watching. It's in everything. I use the same description and everything. And then, like I said, you don't have to. Your listen is enough, but we do appreciate it. Yeah. Rylan, do you have anything?
We just now hit over 240,000 downloads, and we now average almost 10,000 downloads per week.
That's
pretty awesome.
Yeah. In less than a year, next month is our 1 year. So we've done that in 11 months.
Yeah, and we'll be in person again in our 1 year. So
we will. So look forward to that. I'm excited for it for sure.
We've made like maybe six or four. I think it was either six or like four episodes of us in person. That was back in September.
No, it was right after his party. It was like the first week of August.
It was like the end
or July.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was August. Yeah, because we started making money that month too.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for that. It's awesome. You know, as Ashton said, you know. Join our Discord also, you know, obviously we're going to do a giveaway. And once we hit 30 members, we're also going to do movie night. And, you know, if you want merch, Redbubble, Printify, custom merch, DM one of us or DM the podcast, Instagram, or just DM us on Discord, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, follow our socials, personal socials, all that. Yeah. That's all I have.
All right. We appreciate you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.